shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 15th of February, the day after Valentine's Day, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm with the special days it is, besides being President's Day.
It's also Singles Awareness Day.
Oh.
And Gumdrop Day and okay. Wisconsin Day.
Wisconsin! Where Carl will be visiting shortly.
It's only 5 below 0 there. And I ask myself, why am I visiting there?
Are you sure the pigeons won't be freezing by the time they're released? Or not pigeons, but, you know, they're birds.
They're called pheasants.
Okay.
They're not released. You just have to chase them around. Chase them around out there in minus 5 degree weather. Yeah. You know what? They may not want to get up and get out of bed any more than I do. This could just be 4 days of me just staying in bed.
Yeah.
But
well,
probably not.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds like a pleasant vacation, too.
Well, that would be okay, too. So, good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
What's the weather look
like? Well, I'm going to give you a quick update of what the national forecast tells us. That it's rainy today, of course. With our temperatures, our lows would be about 44. This is Washington's birthday. Some people call it President's Day. But according to what is printed out, this is officially Washington's birthday. Rain, then slight chance of rain tonight with our highs this morning of 48 and overnight lows of 44. Tomorrow calls for partly cloudy with a low of 38. Tuesday, or it looks like mostly sunny on Tuesday at 60. There's a thing that's kind of in there that's weird. Okay, Tuesday night mostly clear with 37. Wednesday calls for sunny and a high of 62. Wednesday mostly cloudy with an overnight low of 39. And rain again Thursday, likely on Thursday night. Friday looks like chance of showers. And Saturday, chance of showers. Sunday mostly sunny. So, it's going to be just a few days of, looks like Wednesday with the 62 day outside, and we know that these weather patterns change quickly but just so you know, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, we're going to do a little day in history, a little bit about Washington's birthday and President's Day, and we're going to give you some of that. But first of all, Carl, shall we talk about that over Valentine's weekend? I want to do a shout out before we even start that on Valentine's Day, my parents were married at Little Chapel on the Hills in Glendale. Some people look at it as where people are buried, but they have four beautiful chapels in the Glendale. And it's called cemetery. There's a name for it. It's not a cemetery. It's something. And they were married there, a little chapel on the hills. And I went back there about 4 years ago to attend a burial of the musical director for the Dean Martin show, as well as many others. Lee Hale was his name. So it was just a beautiful place. And I thought, where about my parents getting married there? So on that day, which was yesterday, Valentine's Day, my parents have been married and are still alive and have been married for 68 years. Does that blow your mind? 68!
Yeah, but they're from that group. You know, my parents stayed married for, gosh, it was in the, at least 65, 66 years before, you know. So people got married back then for a long time. And you see it in the papers every so often. People married 75 years. Yeah. 75 years, and they're both like 100 or sometimes younger, because a lot of times they got married when they were 16 and 17 back then, but they stayed married 75 years. But 68 years is a long time.
Yeah, 68.
I said, so what'd you all do?
Think of what they've seen.
Well, and she said, and I said, well, what'd you all do today? And your mom said, well, you know, we frolicked, you know. We got it on. Stop. You know, Tom won't keep his hands off me. And so, yeah. I just hate it when he does it in the kitchen. Okay.
You know, it might be just a little too toe-curling for that information this morning. A happy birthday to Jane Seymour, who is the British actress, turned 70 today. Also, there's some interesting Galileo, the father of science who invented the telescope and the thermometer, was born in Pisa, Italy.
Galileo.
A ban was lifted on female attorneys arguing cases in the U.S. Supreme Court, 1879. And the first teddy bear was introduced to America in 1903. The Beatles scored their first number one album in America with Meet the Beatles, which stayed at number one for 11 weeks and sold over 4 million copies in 1 year. The official flag of Canada debuted as a stylized 11-pointed red maple leaf designed by the Canadian historian, author, soldier, teacher, and public servant George Stanley, 1965. And finally, the Soviet Union announced that the last of the troops had left Afghanistan 9 years after the invasion, 1989. You were there. Race car driver Dale Earnhardt won the Daytona 500 after 20 years of disappointment, 1998. We'll talk about Daytona in a minute. Whoa. Between 8 and 30 million people marched in 600 cities worldwide to protest the Iraq war, making it the largest peace demonstration in history. That was 2003. And 34 years ago today, Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream announced a new ice cream flavor, Cherry Garcia.
I almost hate to bring it up at this point, but there was an impeachment trial going on last week, too. On Friday, the Senate voted not to...
Are you pulling your chair up? Let's look out.
I was trying.
That means,
it voted to not impeach President Trump. They didn't have enough votes, which was clear the day they started the impeachment that they didn't have enough votes. Though there were 7 Republicans that crossed over, that wasn't even close to having the impeachment happen. So you have to ask yourself, what was the purpose behind this? Was this just to get their final shot at Donald Trump and the Republican Party? And from that, from the riot that entered the congressional offices and the Capitol and the rotunda, of the dozens or hundreds, whoever were in there, many of whom didn't do any damage, the damage to the wars, to some doors and windows, but none of the statues or paintings or fire started or, you know, graffiti or any things like that resulted in this, and then everybody left, and then everybody went home. The fact that they've arrested 68 people, okay, you know, you go in. You take selfies of yourself breaking
the law.
Some people
were killed.
There were 5 people died.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just
the
like...
The one that was killed, okay, the one that was killed was one of the people that came in. One of the people that tried to go through a window and a police officer killed her.
Right. But however...
The other police officer died of, they think, of a stroke. And other people, one or two people were trampled. And other people died of heart attacks or strokes. Yes.
It's tragic.
It was tragic. And there was 5 people died during this.
Yes.
However, the only person killed was one of the intruders. None of the people that were killed, nobody was killed by the rioters. Let me put it that way.
Okay. So
now, they could have been instigators or whatever, but what I'm getting at is this. What it did was the vast, vast, vast majority of the people there didn't enter the congressional halls. They, you know, they did their thing and they left and went home. And because of that, we still have razor wire fences around the Capitol and 4,000 National Guardsmen or 5,000. Why? Why? There hasn't been anything since then. There, you know, it was much worse when, you know, when Trump was president and the streets were on fire and cars were being broken into and businesses destroyed, that they put a fence up around the White House because people were coming in. They were trying to get in. And at one point, they moved Trump and family down to the bunker inside. That's how bad it was at that one point. Yet, we didn't see people being hunted down. We didn't see you didn't see Trump bringing in the National Guard and putting it all around Washington, D.C., which is where it still is. It's time for it to move.
Well, here's
there's no reason. We are not a banana republic.
Well, here's the thing. You can dissect it 5,000 different ways, as we have here heard. Many of the news agencies are doing so, and just like you. You can dissect it, but a peaceful demonstration turned into a deadly event.
I'm not arguing that.
What people are trying to dissect are words and actions of a person that is supposedly in a leadership role. Did he invoke this over-the-top, what do you want to say?
Did he call for an attack on the Capitol? The answer is, if you look at his words, no.
Okay.
And then if you look at when they were playing the tape during the hearings, when Trump's lawyers came on, they played a 15-minute tape of Democrats calling for things like confronting Republicans, ripping off Donald Trump's head. Oh, I want to punch him in the face. That's Joe Biden. All these things that all the Democrats have said. And of course, when they do the article, they do the story on it, they said all of these, of course, taken out of context, but they never mention how they take Trump's comments out of context.
That's absolutely right.
See, and this is it. And Dershowitz wrote something. Are we, is cancel culture now
becoming the norm?
Becoming the norm. Anyway,
we'll talk about that when we come back.
Hey, you know one thing. One other thing.
Yes.
I love about you.
Is that I set your sleep number setting?
No, I love to cuddle with you in our sleep number bed. It's, our sleep number bed we've had for 7 or 8 years. And now, sleep number has asked us, do we want one of the new
We're going to do it.
We need to go
to the sleep number store in the Target Shopping Center and do like a try-on. You bounce around from bed to bed and you find out where your hot spots are sounds funny. But I mean, where they have a computer that can tell you, like, maybe you've had an injury or we get older, something happens with, maybe you've had
sleeping on a damaged shoulder at night. With the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed, that it moves and it adjusts to you. So we're going to take a look at this because sleep is so important to us because we have a very active lifestyle. And being able to hit the bed and adjust your own comfort settings, like my sleep number setting last night was 50. It was lower than it usually is. And Linda's sleep number setting was?
45.
There you go. And we get into bed. We know we're going to get a great night's sleep and we get up the next day ready to do this. And discover the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed for proven quality sleep. Don't miss our President's Day weekend special.
Ooh.
Save 50% on a limited edition smart bed, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. That ends today, and it's only at our Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. You can do it online, but it's much, much better to go to our local store and lay on the bed and talk to those experts over here. This offer is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. All right, well, we're going to be right back after these messages. 7:19 in the morning and the 15th of February. What did you get for Valentine's Day?
I got a big surprise. After the break.
We'll be right
okay.
for summer. Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. $15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. I'm Reading, Yamaha ski boat. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WinRiver.com.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of cost, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Pop some popcorn, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to celebrate local filmmakers with the 13th Annual Sundial Film Festival. Happening March 6th, the Sundial Film Festival is presented by the Active 2030 Club of Reading. The event has gone virtual this year, so you can enjoy the array of films from the comfort of your own home. It's free to view the Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th at 6 p.m. All you have to do is go to sundialfilmfestival.com and RSVP. The 13th Annual Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th online at sundialfilmfestival.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, we're live here today on President's Day. We're talking about leadership and all kinds of good stuff.
It's kind of empty out there.
Speaking of which.
Is this a holiday?
Yeah,
hey, Shasta Regional Medical Center, we had them on last week and talked about that TAVR, the valve replacement they can do without cracking a chest. And it's just started right there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's a procedure that's been going on for like about 11 years, but it has migrated its way now with one of the men that that started this, one of the doctors that started this, is now ahead of the procedure right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Think about this. Instead of having to go major heart, open heart surgery, they can put it up right through an artery, replace that valve. And not only are you up that day, you leave the next day and go home. Another reason that Shasta Regional Medical Center can say that healing starts there.
On this day, 201 years ago, I have to bring this up because I think this is a, you know, sometimes you just wonder, like, people are born to be something. When I talk about, you know, like a calling, they have something they're really, really great at from a very young age with this drive and this ambition. Well, 201 years ago, the civil rights activist and suffragette for women's equality, Susan B. Anthony, was born. While growing up in a Massachusetts Quaker family, She began collecting petitions to ban slavery when she was 17 and was soon leading protests demanding equal rights for blacks and women. Now, can you imagine the people around her, how she was probably looked at and treated? She played a pivotal role in the epic battle to pass the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which granted voting rights to women in 1920. Though Anthony did not live to see that day, she was proud the states were already granting those rights in Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, and Idaho. Her energy and stamina, which sometimes exhausted her coworkers, continued at a remarkable level. At age 75, this is what I love. For example, she toured Yosemite Park in the back of a mule. Before her death at 86, having worked tirelessly for decades, she said of the movement, "Failure is impossible," a quote that became the motto for women's suffrage worldwide. Failure is impossible. Can you imagine that? That is, she just really created, you know, she parted the waters.
Well, what am I going to say except that I saw the thing about women in voting is, you know, the world changed that day. The world changed that day because women, except in places like, believe it or not, Wyoming, I think in Wyoming, women had the right to vote for years before it became nationwide. They had a right to vote. And the fact is that when women began to vote, how they campaigned became different because they realized that, you know, there's 50% of our votes out there are women.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they probably ignored them to their embarrassment because women did come out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
Those little women that were in there doing the laundry and in this.
A woman's place is in the home.
Women's place is in the home. I mean, a lot of them weren't, even women lawyers weren't allowed to, like we saw. Practice law in front of the Supreme Court until 1879, to have a case. So, no, things changed dramatically then.
Well, in 1979, she became the first female citizen honored on a U.S. coin when a portrait was minted on the Susan B. Anthony dollar.
Yeah, well, Susan, and you know what? She didn't back off either.
No, that's what they're saying.
She exhausted
her coworkers.
Yeah, no, she wouldn't back off. Now, let's talk about how things have changed here and how they haven't changed. Now, President Joe Biden's, I don't know if you've heard about this, about the deputy press secretary. His name's T.J. Ducklow. Remember this name. Resigned Sunday after he verbally abused a female reporter on the phone. I mean, it wasn't like, oh, you know what, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, it's not that kind of stuff. No. No. He This is how stupid this guy is. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki accepted his resignation. "We are committed to striving every day to meet the standards set by the president, treating others with dignity and respect." What happened was that Ducklow and Politico, which is a far left, publication or,
I look at it.
Well, I didn't say you don't look at it. I'm just saying it's far left. You just have to. Tara Palami began on January 20th on the inauguration day. He threatened to destroy it. Now, this is supposed to be an off-the-record conversation, which means it can't be published. But then he threatens to destroy her after she called his girlfriend and Axios reporter Alexi McCammon to discuss their romantic relationship for a story. And Ducklow also accused Palmer of focusing on the story because she was jealous of a man in the past who wanted to, and this is where he used the F-bomb, his now girlfriend rather than her. He also accused her of being jealous of her relationship with his girlfriend. And as he said, "I use language that no woman should have to hear from anyway." Anyway, they put him on, they suspended him for a week. It did not go away. So J.T. Ducklow is looking for a job.
Okay,
I mean, it's just, you know what? Get ready. because what they're going to find is easy as they're going to be on the Biden administration, at least for the first few days, first few months, it's still out there. And, you know, you can't,
this is
you
cancel
can't
culture.
Prevent stupid people from doing stupid things.
Right.
Yeah, but, oh, yeah. But, see, it's going to be less getaway with stuff.
If you're still looking for a romantic Valentine gift for your partner, how about a super rare Milo pearl? At $332,762, this particular one isn't exactly cheap. But here's the backstory. Struggling fisherman Hachai Nayamadicha was picking up oyster shells with his family last month when they stumbled upon three beautiful shells sticking into a discarded buoy ball. The 37-year-old and his brother picked the shell off the ball and took them home. They gave them to their father, Agmund, and then asked for a little help with cleaning. When the pensioner had opened the third shell, he found something brilliant, an orange pearl slightly bigger than a U.S. quarter. He called his wife and the two boys inspected the beautiful 7.68-gram precious item. It turned out the fishing family had an extremely expensive pearl from a large snail, the Milo Milo, on their hands. Hachai, who spotted the shell, says he had a strange dream a few days before finding the gem. An old man in white with a long mustache told me to come to the beach so I can receive a gift. I think he led me to finding that pearl. He believes the old man could be a deity who wanted to help him out of poverty, as the pearl would be worth as much as 10 million baht, which is 332,000. I want to sell the pearl for the highest price. The money won't just change my life. My whole family will have better lives. Isn't that just the most interesting? I love that. Speaking of Valentine's, we got to talk. What? We're going to bring it around again after this break.
No,
because it's 7:31.
We got. But Scott's on the air.
Okay.
And I want to tell the story very quickly. Romance is not dead in the bot house. Romance is not dead in the bot abode.
Scott, stay for the other side.
Can Scott hear this? Okay, Scott, hang on, buddy. We've got a whole half hour for you. Here comes Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And, you know, I may not be the most romantic bulb in the box, but I pull it out now, you know. And
yes, you do.
So, you know, I shopped, and our friends down at Four Winds Jewelry,
right.
Rebecca, she goes, Carl, I want to show you something.
It just came in.
And, you know, when that happens, you know, and I go over there, and I went, oh, yes.
Did your toes curl?
Yes. I signed over the pink slip tour of my truck. Got a couple of armed guards to help so I could get it home. And then on Valentine's Day, I gave it to my love. It was nice, huh?
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Gorgeous. Four Winds Jewelry, once again, Ann Carl bought scored. I was totally shocked.
And then I got
that's impossible, but I was.
I got my Valentine's Day present.
Yeah.
Another one of love. Another one of caring.
I thought it was pretty cool.
I got a power washer. I got the power
washer.
You
got the...
This is the super hog back growler of power washers. If you want me to...
This is the Ferrari power washer.
I can wash our... You know, Michelle, Nicole, if you're listening, I can power wash
your house,
everything from my driveway. That's how strong it is. In fact, the EPA has a special on it. I have to call the EPA every time I crank it up.
All right, we're running over time. It's funny.
I
thought it was totally cool.
What
man wouldn't want to have a killer power washer? I kind of think it's romantic. You've done it before. I love watching you do it.
I love power washing.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Soldiers in petty coats and dauntless crusaders for women's votes. Though we adore men individually, we agree that as a group they're rather stupid.
Mrs. Banks,
cast off the shackles of yesterday. Shoulder to shoulder.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision.
Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. It is the 15th of February, 7:38 in the morning, and I think about purchasing an electric car. Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle in the charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available.
Well, welcome to our show this morning, and we have on the line our wonderful North State Symphony conductor, creator of all good things, Mr. Scott Seaton. Hey there, maestro.
Hi, Linda. Carl, how are you all?
Hey. Good morning.
Where are you today? Are you in Czechoslovakia, Prague? are you over in Austria in one of the opera houses there? Or perhaps Milan, Italy at the opera house?
Well, you know, the good thing about existing in a mostly virtual world right now is we can kind of be wherever we want to, right?
That's right. You can tell me anything. You can tell me, I'm in Moscow right now. I'm getting ready to, over here, they're not quite as masked up as we are. And I'm getting ready to conduct their Philharmonic.
Well, many people, Scott, are wondering and missing so much of the live performances of, you know, hearing the tone of the music move through your system. And we all know that it's a healing factor, and as we can watch things virtually, and that's good. But so kind of give us a little bit of an insight of what's happening with you at this point with this process, what's happening with the symphony, and what we can expect here in the next 2 to 3 months.
Well, that's a lot to cover here.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got 20 minutes, buddy.
You know, things are plugging along right now in the virtual setting. We are consistently adapting to, you know, challenges that have to be met and hurdles that have to be surmounted. And, you know, we had, for example, plans for our February concerts. Well, I mean, of course, we had plans that extend back a year and a half ago, but the amount of iterations of those plans is unimaginable. And, you know, we've had to even change those as early as, you know, the past 3 or 4 weeks. So even, you know, even what we had publicized at the beginning of this season for this concert, we've already had to change because of approval processes and restrictions that are placed on the symphony. So we are constantly adapting and reimagining and doing what we can. So, you know, we had originally planned of doing another of getting our musicians together and recording something for a virtual premiere this week, but since none of us were allowed to meet in person, we had to go completely virtual this time around, meaning that our musicians had to submit proposals to me about collaborations with each other, even from different households. So this is interesting. And they would have a piece that we've all talked about, and then that piece, they would have to find a way to record it with another, you know, with two or three others that are far away. And then all these individual tracks come to me, and then I have now shifted roles from music director to primary audio engineer and video editor. So I am taking all of this stuff that's sent to me and making it all come together in my tiny little room here. So it's been quite a few weeks and quite a shift from how I expected my life to be a year ago. Now, what we can expect in the future is still uncertain at this point. I mean, we cannot wait to get back to live performances just like anyone else. I mean, I have you know, counting the days since I last stepped in front of a group, and it's been almost a year at this point. So,
wow. No, that's, you know what? But you're right. It's February, and we started this all in March. And I mean, it's what's changed besides the fact that we have a vaccine, and now they're saying even with the vaccine, you have to mask. I mean, the numbers are still kind
right.
of there. And what if they don't go down? Are we going to do this for another year? Are we going to continue to destroy the arts, the kids going to school? I mean, the collateral damage on this is horrible.
Well, yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of stuff going on. And you know, I hope among everyone that the arts can find a way to persevere through all of this. And hopefully we can all get to whatever that magic number is in terms of herd immunity with vaccines and otherwise, hopefully very, very soon. But, you know, we're prepared to do whatever we have to do to continue to stay engaged in the North States. And, you know, we, of course, hope that live performances can happen next season. We don't have any timeline at the moment of when that can be, For example, we can't just plan next season as, right now as if it were going to be a normal season. So we are still feeling the climate around us, feeling, you know, seeing what's going to happen, trying to get the most up-to-date information, seeing what our partner organizations around the state and around the country are doing, how they're preparing. So it's a heck of a process, let's say that.
Well, you know what, and it's got to be frustrating as hell, you know, because you try to keep everybody, you know, keep the morale up and all these things going on. And, I mean,
oh, yeah.
Linda hasn't sung in a year.
Yeah, it's been February 21st. But I mean,
was her
you
last
know,
time
just,
she sang.
And that's what I'm, you as a musician know what it is. There's a sonic, a tone. I'm sure there's several terminologies that would be about what happens when the vibration of that ensemble or whatever that is that goes through your system that awakens a lot. It actually pushes the demons out, or it awakens something that's joyful in a person. And so it would be like somebody who can't breathe, you know. There's a little bit of a suffocation with that. So we admire the fact that you've got to figure out how to keep this fire in the belly and to keep it moving forward. So we're going to take a break, Scott. When we come back, more on what we can expect, what we can put in our calendar, what to look forward to, et cetera. Can you hang in there?
Sounds good.
All right. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And, of course, we love our sponsors here, and we have all different variety of sponsors. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy started this company 12 years ago. Now teaches in over 46 different locations in California. Most complete CCW training that you can imagine, personal protection, defense of the home, just learning how to safely shoot a pistol, tactical rifle, tactical shotgun, all of these courses offered at Northern Firearms Instruction, including private courses. If you want a course that fits your schedule and not the organization's schedule, we can do that too. In fact, I've taught, I've taught two private classes in the last few weeks from people that just wanted to have it in their own homes and then out to the range. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back, 7:46 in the morning here on the 15th of February.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Balls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah.
Scott Seaton is with us this morning, our North State Symphony conductor.
That's right.
Who is just an amazing personality and such a talent, and to watch him at work. Let's give a shout out to our sponsor here of this particular segment, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your financial needs under one roof, helping families and veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. And we know that our community makes up so many different kinds of people. And Scott, you know, Carl was asking a very interesting question at the break, and you know,
sure.
Well, I hadn't asked you that, but we discussed it. You know, you're really a man with a lot of charisma. You're obviously a leader, trying to put all these different personalities that play instruments into kind of one cohesive, you know, straight ahead, you know, march, so that everything makes sense. What do you tell your people? It's been a year. What do you tell them? How do you keep them psyched up, or keep them, you know, on the edge of where they want to be, or can you?
You know, we can all keep the dialogue open. We can all try to engage each other as much as we can, and that's you know, certainly one of the things we're trying to do with this current program that's coming out on Thursday. You know, it's all about keeping that as Linda was talking about, that fire alive, even if we can't, you know, if we can't feel those vibrations, if we can't get together and feel it in person. And with that, I just want to touch on quickly what she said. You know, she was talking about this fire, this you know, this essence of us. And for me, this goes on to the importance of all of the arts and all of the humanities. And you know, through all this, you know, our small businesses are important, our restaurants, coffee shops, any plethora of places where we can gather and be human. You know, these are essential. And with that, parallel to that, to converse, to share ideas, to laugh, you know, we need all of these, and the music and the museums that complement this, the literature, the, you know, all of the things that are out there that people can choose to do or not to do is the stuff of our soul, the stuff that our communities are made of, and we have, you know, we have to look out for. We have to make sure that after all of this is over, we still have the essence of what defines us all, you know, especially in Chico, especially in Redding, everywhere that has its unique identity, and we can't let that uniqueness slip away even in times of hardship. So I just wanted to say that real quickly, but it's a change, it's a challenge, you know, keeping morale up for musicians that aren't allowed to do much. But, you know, we all have, we're very optimistic. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Well, absolutely. You have to stay there. Hopefully you must hold on to that. Otherwise the darkness creeps in. And this is one thing that we know about music, is that it can enlighten even the darkness.
You know, the
absolutely.
Let's go back over again. What's going to occur this week? And for people who are just checking in or this, so we can talk about it one more time, because this is not an easy thing.
Absolutely. So this week we have our first virtual concert of the spring. So a concert that's gone through many different forms along the planning process. And what eventually has happened is that we put a call out to our symphony musicians and asked, you know, what would you guys like to do? We're not allowed to meet in person, but what collaborations could you do with each other? And we had lots of proposals submitted, and the performance that you're going to hear this week is quite a variety of stuff. The whole theme is called Conversations, which I think is, you know, highlights the importance of communication, of musicians communicating with each other, both in dialogue and music from afar, which, you know, has a lot of challenge. There's a lot of things that have to be figured out to pull off a virtual performance that is, at least this time around, completely virtual, as I was saying. So, you know, it's been a learning curve for everyone, how to make things line up, how to get the phrasing right, how to get the music, you know, to say what it needs to say. And it's been quite a few weeks bringing it all together. So, for example, we have a couple trumpet players that have decided to play some duets. You know, one lives in San Francisco, one lives in Chico. We have a wonderful couple, our principal tuba player and one of our violists who live in Bend, Oregon. They fortunately live in the same household, so they got together and played some selections from Martha for us by Friedrich von Flotlow.
Hmm.
We also have a cool percussion collaboration with our principal percussionist, Matthew Timmon, who lives in Tucson, Arizona, with our principal timpanist, Brian Simpson, who lives in Vacaville, and one of our section percussionists, Eric Whitmer, who's also a North State Symphony board member. He lives in Nashville, Tennessee. So they all got together and put this cool piece together. It's by Daniel Leviton. It's called Variations on a Ghanaian Theme. So I'm looking forward to bringing that to life here. We also have Reading's very own Bruce Belton, who is just an amazing musician, a clarinetist. We have a couple pieces by him. Interestingly enough, all played by him, even one piece that is a quartet. So he put this all together himself, and he's playing with three other Bruce Beltons in the background. And so it's a solo collaboration with lots of clarinets, which is really interesting.
Wow.
I know.
Now, so this is all going to be Thursday.
Thursday at 7 p.m.
Thursday at 7 p.m. And how do people get into this?
Well, it's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be a premiere on YouTube. It's going to be on Facebook. Facebook will link you to YouTube. But the great thing is all of our concerts in this season, one of the benefits is that we've had to find new ways to reach out to people. So we've also partnered with local, you know, local public access TV stations. And, you know, for example, our first three have been on SCAC-TV and BCAC-TV and Access Humboldt. And we hope to continue that. So that's another way that people can find our performances. So so on YouTube and on public access TV.
And does this cost?
No, our main concerts are free to the public. You know, since we aren't meeting in the concert hall, we don't have subscribers to the symphony this year. But what we do have, we've changed that to a membership model. So
okay.
Those who are members of the symphony who have bought memberships actually get some bonus content sent directly to them where it's a piece or two that has a special introduction. They also get lots of other things throughout the season. So that's what we give our members. But the bulk of our main concerts are we just want people to have music in their lives. That's the most important
thing. I can tell you what. Thursday night, you're going to have two listeners, observers, watchers. Watchers and listeners.
Yes.
Because this sounds great. It simply does. Scott Seaton, who is, of course, the conductor and the main man at the Northern California Symphony. And, you know, we've known you now for years, and from the day you were selected to lead this. And you are truly an incredible person. So thank you so much for staying with us for this past half hour.
And where do we go once again Thursday night?
You can go to YouTube and look for North State Symphony. Just type that in, or just go to our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, and it will direct you to the concert.
Fantastic. Thank you, Scott.
All right. Hey.
Thank you, Carl, Linda. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Hey, after the news, we're going to have the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect with us.
Causing so much misery across Texas and the plains, leaving more than a million utility customers without power, expected to push across the Midwest into the Northeast this week. State of emergency is in effect in Texas. There have been thousands of flight cancellations, numerous accidents on the roads. Along with pushing for an expansion of Obamacare, President Biden is advocating stricter gun control.
Marking the third anniversary of the deadly shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida, the president is calling on Congress to enact what he calls common sense gun law reforms, including requiring background checks on all gun sales and banning assault weapons. 3 years ago, 17 people were killed in the Parkland school massacre. In a White House statement, Mr. Biden says his administration will not wait for the next mass shooting to take action. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Recent disclosures about COVID deaths in New York State nursing homes, information that was previously kept under wraps, are tainting Governor Andrew Cuomo's pandemic performance.
Cuomo faces intensifying accusations. He covered up the true death toll of COVID on nursing home residents. The attacks challenged the Democrats' previously lauded performance in dealing with the pandemic and could cloud his political future, including plans to run for office again. State lawmakers called for investigations, stripping Cuomo of his emergency powers and even his resignation.
That's correspondent Julie Walker. Continuing its drive to undo Trump administration policies, the Biden administration this week expected to start allowing thousands of asylum seekers into the U.S. from Mexico. Under the Trump policy, they have been forced to wait in Mexico while their claims are processed in this country. No action on Wall Street today. The market closed in observance of President's Day. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park, Rome, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Racket animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Chinese authorities have rounded up 70 people accused of peddling bogus coronavirus vaccines.
Vaccine scandals have long been a problem in China. In one high-profile case a few years ago, a woman sold $90 million in illicit vaccines across China that hadn't been refrigerated, infuriating the public. Similar crimes are happening again. One group of suspects is reported to have made a profit of almost $3 million by bottling saline solution or mineral water and selling it as a coronavirus vaccine. In other cases, fake doses were smuggled abroad or sold for exorbitant prices. China's top court has urged prosecutors across the country to do more to stop vaccine traffickers.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. Torrential rains triggering a landslide on Indonesia's main island of Java. It killed at least 10 people, 9 people still missing. News and analysis at townhall.com. Myanmar's military rulers have extended the detention of deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi.
A lawyer asked by Suu Kyi's political party to represent her says the deposed leader will now be remanded until February 17, when she will likely appear in court by video conference. The Nobel laureate remains under house arrest on a minor charge of possessing unregistered imported walkie-talkies. The extended detention is likely to further inflame tensions between the military, which seized power in a coup 2 weeks ago, and the protesters, who've taken to the streets of cities across the Southeast Asian nation, seeking the return of the government they elected. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former President Trump's second Senate impeachment trial may be over, ending with his acquittal. The investigations of the U.S. Capitol riot are just beginning to ramp up on Capitol Hill. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, as we stuff chocolate hearts down our throats.
Fudge.
Fudge. Why don't you work on that?
Okay,
right
how are
there.
We doing? How's that?
And let me see. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, Carl Bott and Linda Bott. And today, of course, being the 15th of February, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm, and she's got, do we have, we've already said it was Jelly Bean Day, and what was that one day that was really good?
Oh, it's just one of those days.
She's on the line, and she's doing something, and she didn't have her earphones on.
Well, let me give you an update. Today it's going to be, of course, rain, then slight chance of rain with our high 58 and overnight lows. Today is Washington's birthday, or they call it President's Day at one time. Gosh, it used to be, we used to do separate days. We'd have Lincoln's birthday and Washington's, but it's been clumped together recently. But it, according to this National Weather Service, they're calling today Washington's birthday. So, and boy, do I have Washington's birthday. Growing up, Washington's birthday was always the day that we, when we lived in the country, we would go to the city, the big old city being Sacramento, and go shopping all day long because it was a Washington birthday sale of the year. And I do my wardrobe shopping for the year.
This is the day that Linda and I have promised that we do not tell a lie. So that we can ask each other anything we want, and we cannot kind of turn our head aside. We can't kind of cough and talk underneath our breath. We can't kind of dissemble. We have to tell each other, look each other in the eye, and tell each other the truth, which is why this is a day of silence with Linda and I. We don't talk a lot.
That's not true. You know what? I think I'm sometimes too painfully honest with you. I tell you,
you
all the time,
painfully honest,
at every moment, how I'm feeling and what I think, and you just have to bear it very well.
I said, "Hey, is this shirt too wrinkled to wear today?" She goes, "Not for you." Yeah. And I'm like, "What does that mean? What's that mean?" Anyway, that's
partly cloudy Monday night. Again, overnight lows of 38. Tuesday calls for mostly sunny with a high near 60. Overnight lows of 37. Wednesday calls for sunny. Yay, with a high of 62, Wednesday night 39. Now, we've got rain coming again on Thursday with a high of 55, overnight lows of 45. Friday, let's just talk about the week and this prediction of the weather, chance of showers. Saturday, chance of showers. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 62.
Wow.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to ask you a question. Are you going to interview either the Shasta County Sheriff or the District Attorney?
Yeah, we do it. We do it every month.
I know, but I mean this week.
Oh, this week.
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, the sheriff's going to be on Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah. Why?
Okay. Well, due to our new criminally corrupt president, going to let a lot of these people in from other countries.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be a lot of crap happening, I think, and our gun rights are being challenged. Anyhow, on next Sunday, on Terry Raposa and Wynn are going to have Janet Chandler in, and she's going to discuss the Constitution. And I'd like to, our Second Amendment says it shall not be infringed. And I feel like we're being stepped on.
Well, we've been stepped on for a long time here in California.
We've been stepped on for a long time. And this, and we've been stepped on by our president now, Government Newsom, and I feel our sheriff and our district attorney. And I've got questions. We had a discussion. A friend of mine that I go shooting with quite a bit had a real big discussion yesterday on gun rights and a bunch of other stuff. And then I've heard that Wayne LaPierre has stepped on us with a National Rifleman Association. And anyhow,
yeah, I don't think LaPierre is going to be there much longer.
I think well.
Well, anyway, we have a guest.
I got questions that I'd like to ask the sheriff.
Well, he'll be on Wednesday.
Okay,
and he's glad to answer questions. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye. Hey, that just lit up the phones. Susan Wilson is with us here.
Good morning, Susan.
Of the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
You know, she respected us today by bringing her grandmother's fudge recipe that handmade, meaning
into little hearts,
and it's just, you always wonder where, you know, these wonderful recipes come from. Like, did she create it? Did she get it from her mother's mother? And where's your grandmother from?
Urban legend is my grandmother's actually from the South.
Okay.
And urban legend is that she worked at See's Candy. Okay. Just
urban
saying.
Legend.
Urban legend has it.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, anyway. It's really a unique recipe.
It is.
What Ron is saying is a fear.
It is a fear.
Of a lot of people. Because the ones that Biden is going to go after and the ones that Newsom goes after and the state of California goes after are people that are willing, that live under the law, that pay attention to the law. So now they just keep making it harder and harder for people that obey the law, that at some point they will not obey the law.
So,
in other words, you can't buy ammunition anywhere except right here in the state, unless you ship it through a federal firearms dealer. So when you go over to Nevada and you go into Shields or Sportsman's and they have ammo for sale, if you buy any,
and bring it back.
It is absolutely illegal to bring it back. Now, see, what that does is it makes law-abiding people break the law. And when you do that, once they've broken the law, you can get them. You can get them with a misdemeanor, or you can get them, you know, if you do it three or four times, and it becomes a felony. So, see, when you put so many onerous laws on making it harder to buy ammo, they want to take lead off of target ranges, and have to use more expensive, ammo.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they charge us a dollar. Every time you buy any ammunition, they charge a dollar for that background investigation. Now, you already had a background investigation to buy guns.
Of course, I buy Pepsi, and I have to pay to recycle the cans.
Well, but we have to, you know, but we have to,
just
but
saying.
We're paying to recycle the lead.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
But what people are concerned about is that every day, every new law that comes out, we're being stepped on. And let me get to Terry, and then we'll have the rest of the show for you. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. There was a reporter. Her name is Mika Solner. She's from the Washington Examiner. She came out last Sunday, and stayed a week with us doing interviews.
Wow.
The Washington Examiner is a very large paper. Just their Facebook page alone has 865,000 people that follow it. The first article she did, and this was all done in Reading, because when she came here, I said, do you really want to stay in Reading for all that time if you want to talk about Jefferson, what's going on with the governor, et cetera, et cetera? She said, yeah, I would. The first article she wrote was about the pandemic handing rural California an unexpected tourist boost. And I'm surprised that you don't know about this because your friend Jake Mangus was in this article. And it was done about Northern California and talking about how tourism has had a boost with the pandemic. The second article she wrote was about the recall Newsom situation. He thinks he's king, not governor. Support for Gavin Newsom, his recall, is high in Northern California. The third article she wrote was a lot of cowboys out there, rural California, embraces lockdown defiance. And she went down and interviewed Woody Clendenin, a lot of people in Cottonwood. And the last article she did was California's A Recall or Secession, Rural Anger Builds Against Gavin Newsom. And it was about the state of Jefferson, which was the longest article. I was surprised about two things, well, maybe three things with Mika. Number one, she was flown in here by the Washington Examiner. They want to know what's going on in Northern California. They are interested in what's going on with some of the things, even with our supervisor. This newspaper was able to send this young lady out. She flew here. She Ubered everywhere. She had a large expense account to do whatever she needed to do. Then they flew her back. Now, last night, we got a call from Fox News. Mark Barrett is going to be on there. There's a lot of unrest here in Northern California. The thing that's so impressive about the articles is the fact that she wrote something that was fair. Every article is fair, and I recommend people get that. I know we've sent it out. It's the Washington Examiner, very eager to Google, and the young lady's name is Mika, M-I-C-A, Solner, S-O-E-L-L-N-E-R. The final thing about her that I found interesting is normally, Carl, you probably know this being in this business, that when somebody comes out and does a story on you, like the L.A. Times did, et cetera, they normally have to go back to their editor. When they go back to their editor, the editor, of course, edits the article. Mika, at the ripe old age of 25 years old, was able to write her articles and get them published in the Washington Post that boasts millions and millions of readers the next morning. Very interesting dynamic.
The Post or the Examiner?
Pardon me?
You said the Post. Did you mean the Post or the Examiner?
I meant the Examiner.
Okay.
Did I say the Post? I'm sorry, sir.
No, because that would have been remarkable, too, that if, you know, them printing something like this. But, okay, Washington Examiner, I read that, and I will look all those
up. I can send you all four articles. Yeah. I mean, you know, and I'm surprised. You can ask Jake, too. Jake was in the first one. But the fairness, I think, is the amazing thing. And the side being taken was the first time we ever had anything like that happen. As I said last night, Fox News called myself and Mark Beard. And I think this is the real deal. People are understanding they want their liberty back. It's a restoration, not a revolution. We already have the liberty that's been taken from us. And everybody's tired of what's going on locally, no matter how you play it in the big pond, the little pond if you're a big fish. So I think that this has now resonated to virtually and really and truly millions of people. So we had this on our program this last week. Sunday, you can go back and listen to it, of course, on KCNR, 1460.com, archive Jefferson State of Mind. And next week, we will have Janet Chandler on.
Okay.
But there's a lot of things that are coming, and now even things about recall are getting more than just, they're getting national attention.
Well, it's because they've gotten the first numbers for it. Now they need another, 400,000? Make sure.
No, right now, are you talking about the numbers for the recall for the governor? As of the 12th, according to Kevin Kiley, I got an email from him, we have 1,500,000 already.
Right, and that's the one, you know, they needed 1.4 million for recall, didn't they?
Well, yeah, and usually they like to go about 25% above
that's
that. I'm saying we're probably safe about 1.8.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They need another 300,000-400,000 just to make sure it gets on there. So if you haven't signed it, sign it. There's plenty of places to do it. Okay, Terry, thank you.
Sure.
Great stuff. Bye.
Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, we're here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
Do you hear the people sing? Sing the song.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage.
We thank you for everything that you do.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group, your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 45 degrees out there, cloudy, a little bit of rain this morning, 8:22 in the morning here on the 15th of February. This portion of the show is brought to you the place yesterday I left my truck. And the pink slip. Four Winds Jewelry. Bought Linda a little bauble for her ears and her neck. In reality, Rebecca and Henry are just outstanding people. They love what they're doing. They have a huge selection, a great selection of jewelry, be it estate jewelry or Native American or stuff that they have found at from other jewelry stores or what they design themselves. When I was talking to Rebecca, she says, yeah, just come in with an idea. We'll help you design it, and then we'll build it. So there'll be none other like that. And in this case, I was able to find something that was just perfect at a very reasonable price.
Thank you.
Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we're here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens
Advocate. Who also shops at Four Winds.
Well,
good for you.
We'd be foolish not to.
And probably friends with Leonard.
Yes, I was. Yes. Friends with Leonard.
I bet you had a lot of long conversations with Leonard. Yes.
Leonard lost his dog, but he's got a puppy already. He's out there. Anyway, okay. You wanted to talk about intersectionality.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Well, what does the term mean?
So if you read the definition, it's much more difficult than if you actually just talk about it. So intersectionality is a framework for talking about a person or a group of people, a social problem, that are affected by discrimination or disadvantages. So it came into being in the early 1990s, late 1980s, when black women were actually working on their issues. So they say, and the reason they invented the word intersectionality, not only are we black, but we're poor, and we have to work. You know, so there are lots of problems or lots of issues that go into how we need to look at a person. We need to not just judge people because they're black, or not just judge them because they're transgender.
Or poor.
Or poor. And or homeless.
Or white.
Or white. I mean, seriously.
No,
if you look at white people, you can take the group of people that have all the money. I read an article recently that said the top 40 richest people in the United States earn as much money as the bottom 40%. That's a frightening thought, isn't it?
Is it frightening to me? No.
Oh, it is in a way. It is in a way.
Well, it's kind of like this. 40% of the people, are in, if you go by our poverty levels, you know, and yeah, air quotes, poverty levels is like, what, 36,000 and below? Something like that? 27,000?
Yeah.
So, is it correct for people to have been a success if they've done it the correct way? Bezos. Does Bezos need to be the richest person in the world? Well, frankly, Bezos came up with an idea called Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And he
worked hard at it, I bet.
And worked very hard at it. It's one of those garage things. And now he's the richest man in the world. He's just jetted down with his with his beautiful fiance, or they're going to get engaged or something. And you know the thing, I saw he gave $10 billion to charities. Now, those are write-offs for him, but still $10 billion. Now, do I think that the fact that he's the richest man in the world, does it bother me? No.
No, that part isn't the part that bothers me. It's the distribution of money, I think, that bothers me.
Or the redistribution of it.
And I'm not even saying we need to redistribute it.
Okay.
I'm just what I am saying is, wow. I mean, that just was an interesting statement to me. And it talked about it. Rich people don't make poor people poor. Poor people that are poor don't make rich people rich. I mean, you know, that connection is not there particularly.
Okay.
But the issue is that how do we balance things? I mean, one of the things that you hear Biden talk about is raising the minimum wage to $15.
Yes.
You know, and when you look at that, I mean, you have to think, well, you surely can't move out of poverty at $7.25
right
an hour. Is 15 the right amount? By the time we get to 15, 15 isn't going to be the right amount. You know,
it's always going to be a difficulty, this minimum
wage thing.
It's not just going to be 15. That's $15 for somebody doing an entry-level job working at the front counter of McDonald's. So that's $15 an hour. So then the person in charge of them have got to be making $17 to $19 or $20
or 20 or 25.
And so what that causes is, and you're seeing it in town already, is the kiosk where you can come in, and you're seeing it at the grocery stores, where you come in and you order. You don't order from somebody. So that person that's in that entry-level job, which is, should be training to take that next job, they won't have that. They won't have that capability.
Mm-hmm.
And a $15 federal wage minimum may work in New York and San Francisco where they've got that, but that's not going to work in Crouch, Idaho.
Right, and you know, I think in some ways that's what intersectionality is about, to come back to the topic, is that we have to look at things in much smaller groups than we look at them. We have to say we're not going to cure all the poverty in the United States by making a $15 an hour.
Right. But what can we do in our own locality?
But what can we do here in Redding, here in Shasta County? And you know that I really try to focus here. And what are some of the things we can do? How do we change the way that we approach our issues like homelessness? I think, you know, last time we looked really seriously at homelessness, people went to Dallas or Houston or San Antonio, somewhere in Texas. They went to Utah. That's great. We need to get all the ideas that we can get, but we need not to learn to copy people. We need to say, okay, we got some great ideas. How do we make that idea work right here at home? You know, what are the things that are unique in our neighborhood?
Well, you know,
I can't answer that. I don't know what's unique in my neighborhood.
Well, what we have is we have a society here that's pretty close-knit, I would say, in Redding. Redding is a very supportive community of each other.
Well, we've experienced that because of our profession and you and the veteran community.
However, when you have homeless out there, and we all know that homeless come in different, they also are intersectional.
Mm-hmm.
You have some of them that no matter what you're going to do, they're just going to be like that. They're going to continue to use their drugs. They're going to continue to do that. I think we have a number of different organizations out there, like the veterans. We've housed dozens and dozens of homeless veterans through our organizations around here, and it's worked. When you get into people that have are working poor and they're always on the verge of losing their place, there should be ways to help people that want to help themselves. And the other part is if they're on drugs, then there are so many avenues available to people to get off drugs.
There are definitely avenues available, but
be housed.
It's being a drug addict, I think, is more complicated than that. You have to remember that at one time I ran Right Roads, which was a drug treatment program. And, you know, one of the issues that we had was someone would be in treatment, they'd be doing great, and something would happen and they were back to their drugs. Well, they would come back. They would be in treatment. They would do great. You have to recognize that a lot of people, and this goes back to some conversations we've had before, a lot of people grow up and do not have the resilience, do not have the skills to stick with something like drug treatment. When you run into somebody who has stuck with it and left drugs behind, they are strong. You have to be strong to beat something like that. And when you're homeless and hungry, it's hard to be strong.
Well, that's why.
Just saying.
Well, no, that's why dictators and third world nations, they keep their people hungry, starving. Because as soon as they get fed, now they're going to rebel. So, but the thing is that we have all those programs. We have the opportunities. We have places where people can go shop, where they can be fed. I mean, and it's offered, and you're, you know, some people aren't strong enough to do it, so they're going to constantly be on the streets. Well, that is then becomes their choice, and I have
the choice thing is really difficult.
Right.
Yeah,
I have
really
little
difficult
sympathy after that, but we have to take a break. We're here with Susan Wilson from Citizens, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and we're talking about intersectionality and how you look at things, not so much, you know, you have to take the totality of the person as opposed to just looking at them of color, sexual gender, drug addicts or what. This portion of the show is brought to you by somebody that is one of the top citizens right here in Redding, and that's Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's not going to take a chance on your safety or your family's safety. He'll fix it. He guarantees it for life, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can do it. Just took down another car down there that had a 12-inch crack. Can't even see it. Jeff Wurst. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today, or just stop by 3208 South Market Street. He'll look at it. He'll give you a free consultation and tell you can fix it or not. If you can, he'll fix it. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:33 in the morning here, 45 degrees on the 15th of February.
At Reading Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Reading Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
I'm Lee Hole.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Now we're live here at KCNR on this Washington's birthday, and collectively we're calling it, or they are, whoever they are, to make the rules. It's President's Day. We are here this morning. Looks like we're going to have about, our temperatures today will be about 58 with rain outside. If you're looking, it's a wet day, partly cloudy tonight with our overnight lows of 38. As the week progresses, it looks like we have one day that's going to be sunny according to the National Weather Service. out of Sacramento. If you look at that map, it looks like 62 on Wednesday. And then we go back to rain throughout the weekend until Sunday. So get ready with your put your slickers and your umbrellas and all that stuff. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Back to our conversation.
Okay, we're with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And we're talking about intersectionality, which essentially is it's a framework for a group of people or a person or social problem to be able to discuss it as affected by a number of discriminations and disadvantages, which essentially means looking at it from other points of view besides your own. And those points of view are it could be on color, it could be on race, it could be on sexual identity, it could be for a number of different things. It could be rich, poor, it could be non-druggies over druggies. I mean, there's all types of things, but the idea is to
and
draw,
how do they intersect?
How does everything intersect? Does a homeless person intersect with me? And they do. So the idea is they intersect with me in the sense that they're in my space that or my around my job, and they have an impact on, say, the future of our city. Mm-hmm. So how do we handle that? But you can't do it strictly, in my opinion, from me talking to Jake Mangus. Somewhere in there, there's got to be homeless people in there.
Right.
Is that what you're talking about?
Partly that's what I'm talking about. One of my off-the-cuff sayings is, do it with them, not to them.
Right.
Because if you don't know what that person has to say, if you don't recognize the difference that that person brings to the table, you can't come up with a good solution. And one of the problems I think that we have in government is that we have a lot of people who have thought this through and done research on it and maybe never even talked to the people that they're affecting. You know, you see that from time to time. So one of the things that we talk about when we're talking about social equity and intersectionality is we need to learn to recognize the difference. We need to learn that you don't just look at Carl Bott and listen to him on the radio, but you need to know more about him. Carl's actually pretty good at this. He talks a lot about what he believes and stuff like that. But maybe I talk about it less. You know, I mean, different people approach things different ways.
Sure.
And I often talk about intersectionality personally, you know, and I say people don't know some of the differences in me. I was not raised in the United States. You talk about, you know, TV programs, you talk about all these different things that form our culture. That is one thing about me is I wasn't raised here. And I'm missing a whole piece of our culture and a whole different set of rules. I grew up with a nanny. I grew up in boarding schools overseas. That's really different than most people grow up, you know, and that helps frame the reference that I bring
right.
to the world.
Somebody washed your clothes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And somebody cooked my food. I remember when I came to college, I didn't know how to cook, and I lived next to Safeway, and every week I would buy 10 turkey pot pies, Swanson turkey pot pies. They were very cheap, on sale, 10 for a dollar. You know, you could have turkey pot pies. To this day, I don't eat turkey.
I was going to say that, you know, after a while, I mean, yeah, that would be enough.
And that's very un-American.
One of the things is like you said, is recognizing differences. That when you say women think or gays think or white males think, females think, that's not true. It's mm-hmm. not 100% of us believe that way.
Uh-huh.
We may not believe it to an extent. We may not believe anything that's being said. But when you gather people together in groups like that, mm-hmm. like the in the gay community,
LGBTQ question mark
plus
question mark after the okay.
Yeah. Well, we could get into
like it.
Binary sexual identity, but we're not going to do that today. But there are conservative mm-hmm. gays, transsexuals,
whole continuums.
They're very conservative. African Americans, Hispanic, Asian, white, you name it. They're very conservative. They voted for Trump. they would vote for Trump again. They think that Trump was cheated out of his, out of being president. I mean, there are, you know, there's groups out there that believe this. So you can't just say because a person is gay.
They will vote for X person.
Yeah. You can't do that.
But you also can't say that they can't be a teacher. You know, we have to get to know people as individuals. We have to recognize their differences. Mm-hmm. We have to talk to them about those differences. We have to educate our children about differences of people. You know, we have to connect the dots. I think is one of the ways that I put it.
Well, what you're saying is, and I thoroughly agree with this, is you've got to look beyond what they look like and get into what they believe. And you'll find that, you know, even though they may be espousing different ideas than you, that there's some ideas that you two agree on.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got to start there.
You build on your common ground.
Build on common ground, which we are having a hell of a time in our country
right now.
Just listening to Congress. These are the people that are supposed to be doing the building. They don't even talk to each other. Yeah. They're accusing each other of trying to murder each other. I mean, it is absolutely ludicrous that you just want to say to yourself, where are we going?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I know where we're going right now, to a break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented. Locally owned, locally operated, they have nothing but your best interest in heart. They've been moving local dreams forward through every situation that's run, fires, COVID, all of it. Three locations, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one downtown at 1845 California Street, and, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Scar.
Got my ticket for the long way round, two bottle whiskey for the way, and I sure would like some sweet company, and I'm leaving tomorrow, what do you say, when I'm gone.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now, 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out, valid through March 20th. Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply. Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Man, what you do? He said,
I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name for Manchin,
which is 1.7 seconds longer than I lasted on one called Cherry Popper. So it was like, oh, my God. I was, you know, straight up in the air, and it came down and just
you
horrible.
Did go bull riding when you were in the Marine Corps at Camp Pendleton.
Five times I rode bulls. Well, yeah. Five times I got on top of them. And when the gate opened, they had other ones.
Is it really where the lyric is Fu Manchu? Is that the name of the bull?
That's the name of the bull. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. I have not missed reading or doing a spot for Cypress Square Barbershop for something like 12 years. Yeah, even before we were over here at our station, they supported me on my own little show I had on Saturday mornings over at another station. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a great place. It works on appointments, 244-9478. And what can I say? It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. 8:50 in the morning, we're here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And we're talking about intersectionality. And the one of the things was analyzing the space that you occupy.
So one of the things that we're talking about when we talk about intersectionality is respect for each other. And one of the things that we need to do is look at the space where we work and the things that how we run the place that we work in order to respect those folks. So one of the issues that has come up, for example, at the police department is that they hire women, but they don't stay. And I would go to that has to do with analyzing the space that you have and the culture that you have within that space. You know, are you making those women comfortable? You manage to hire them, but they don't stay. They move on to other jobs. I think that that's really an important thing for us to think about. The other thing is when we have folks like that, what we want to do is be able to get their points of view and really pay attention to what their point of view is, because they're going to bring us more than one point of view into that space and that culture that we're inviting them to.
Mm-hmm. So as you're describing that, and I see that because I'm a total visual person, is that sometimes in our culture, in our work culture, we are move fast, let's get the job done, don't ask questions, here's the job, let's go. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, we just don't have time to figure out people's quirks. I mean, in the old days, you leave your quirks outside the door and you come in and you do your job. Don't bring your crap in the middle of work. Let's be professional. How do you even teach that to people today?
I'm not sure, you know, and what I am sure is that we need to do better at building the culture in our entire country today. You know, we've turned into a country where we don't listen to each other. You know, there's this point of view and this point of view, but we don't sit down at the table together and talk about it so that I know your point of view and I ask questions about your point of view so that I understand your point of view. That doesn't mean I have to agree with you. It means I need to understand where you are coming from
and that's
in order
respect.
To do things. That's respect.
That's respect. And I had this very conversation with Carl recently and just, you know, girlfriends I love. That as soon as we enter into a space, there's all of a sudden the bashing Mm-hmm. I didn't bring it up. I didn't want to talk. You know, it's like, how are you? Mm-hmm. What's going on? And boom, it's like all of a sudden it just broke the prettiness of a moment.
It became political.
You know, somebody was in former office, the hate, that vile thing.
The Trump thing.
And I'm just like, why are we even going here after not seeing each other for a period of time? That this is like vomiting in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm noticing that more and more, which is making me feel more isolated.
And one of the things that we have to learn how to do is call people on that and just say, hey, don't want to talk about that today.
Yeah.
You know, that's a really important thing. And someday when we're not sitting around having fun, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
But today's not the day for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that, you know. And I call that, in a way, I call that showing up. You know, just saying, okay, I'm here for this reason.
Yeah.
And how do we talk about these things? Our country's in bad shape.
Yeah.
Our country's in bad shape from the top to down.
Well,
you know
what? I would disagree with you on that. I believe this country is really strong in a lot of things.
Oh, yes, it is.
And our leadership, where we start to pick people of the lesser evil, is very scary. This guy is less worse than this guy. I mean, we shouldn't be picking that. We should be picking two of the best and brightest and say, wow, they're both really good, but I think is going to do better. But it hasn't been like that. It hasn't been like that for at least two elections and maybe more.
And some people would disagree with you on that.
And they can. And you just call them and we'll debate it. But the fact is that we have the ability to accept different observations of people and still move forward.
And to respect those.
Yes.
Respect those different parts of people, you know. And in some ways, Kamala Harris is an example of this. She brings something from the black community, Latino community. She's a woman, you know, and let's agree that there is sexism in our world, you know, who has broken the glass ceiling. You know, she has a lot of different things and we need to look at all those different things, which is probably one of the reasons she was the vice presidential candidate.
Yeah, when she couldn't make it as presidential candidate, had to drop out early because people didn't vote for her. Just a comment, though. Not a judgment. That was a point of fact that I just brought up.
Sure.
But she is. And Kamala Harris has. And what she does is going to be looked at.
Very carefully.
Under a microscope. Because what is she going to do? I hope that they give her the same...
leniency?
Well, no. The same rigorous examination that they gave the last administration. That's all I want.
Yes, and I do hope that they do that, because that's the right way to do politics, you know.
Hey, not just because...
I want to do something here. I want to introduce these three young ladies that are here from the School of the Arts. Is that right?
Somebody needs to move forward and speak into the microphone, please. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And who are you?
I'm Madeline Erickson.
Get in close.
I'm Madeline Erickson. And I'm Piper Sheridan. I'm Sophia Baker.
And you all are here because you all want to start a radio station.
Yes.
Over at School of the Arts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so what would your specialty be? Let's just talk about...
School?
In school, at my high school, we had a radio station, and I would go in and host it occasionally. So what would be your topic? Do you feel like you have a week's worth of preparation of what you would start with?
What are you going to talk about?
Yeah. What's it going to be called, and how's it going to happen?
Getting close.
We don't really have a name for it yet, but we're probably going to talk about, like, the school news and... the events for that week.
Okay.
I like it.
Well, that's what you do. That's what we used to do. We'd go on our local radio station and do that. And I would love to do that with different schools. And the day I was pulled off the air is because a cockroach went across the studio desk, and I smashed it, and then my partner and I just did nothing but laugh for 5 minutes. We were pulled off the air right after that. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and if there's anything we can do to help, you just let
us know. That's fantastic, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. It's good for part of, like, student government.
Yeah.
You
know? For everything.
And then when the elections
come. Make sure you
come,
have everybody on.
Yeah,
now.
Right. So when you have student, do you still have, like the freshman vice president and the school like president and junior high or whatever it is of your class? Do you guys do that at your school?
We're not doing that this year because of COVID.
Right.
Okay. But can they, can you charge money for if they come in and they're running for office? Or maybe what? Ice cream? I'm not sure. Anyway, hey, thank you so much for being with us today and your leader over there. And we have something else.
All right. This is From the Hill We Climb by Amanda Gorman. Of course, she was the star that we watched in the presidential, what do you want to call it, when Biden took office in that moment. And one of the excerpts was, "We are striving to forge our union with purpose to compose a country committed to all cultures, colors, characters, and conditions of man."
And to me, that reflects intersexuality.
Absolutely.
Sectionality.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for being here.